It's Secretary. Thank you. Just a moment, please, sir.
Hello.
Secretary Mann on 9-3.
Good morning. I want to give you these names that Milton Eisenhower gave me. Will you put your secretary on the phone?
Fine. She's on. Go right ahead, sir.
Charles A. Meyer, 45 years old, Vice President, Citizen Roebuck, Southwestern Territory, Harvard AB, Columbia 16 years. That's the country.
I know him well, Mr. President. May I break in here just 1 minute? Have you thought about the fact that he's probably a Republican? Does that make any difference?
No, it doesn't. Fluent Spanish. National Advisory Committee on Inter-American Affairs, 5961. Emilio Gabriel Collado, 53 years old, Vice President, Director, Standard Oil, New Jersey. MIT MA, Harvard PhD, State Department, 38 to 46. Assistant to Will Clayton, U.S. Executive Director of World Bank, 46 to 47, speaks Spanish, traveled extensively in Latin America. Edward G. Miller, Jr., 52 years old, Assistant Secretary of State for Latin America under Atchison, Yale AB, Harvard LLB, extensive service to Latin America, bilingual. Member of the law firm of Rice, Riffing, Wharton, and Garrison, formerly Sullivan Cromwell.
Yep.
You know him?
Very well, yes. I was his deputy for 3 years. I know all these people very well, but these first three you've named.
Louis W. Cabot, 42 years old, President of Cabot Corporation, Harvard, AB, MBA, nephew of Ambassador John Cabot. Trustee of many corporations, banks, university, experience in Latin America, probably not fluent in Spanish. Walter B. Riston, 45 years old, Executive Vice President, First National City Bank, New York, Wesleyan University, Fletcher School, son of Henry Riston, special assignments in Latin America, language ability unknown. T. Grady Upton, 56 years old. Executive Vice President, Inter-American Bank, Harvard AB, speaks Spanish, lifelong banker, the wide acquaintance in Latin America, especially among business leaders, Assistant Secretary of Treasury, 58 to 60. He said this one on a special mission like Panama, something's real good. Walter J. Donnelly, 68 years old, Special Representative U.S. Steel for Latin America, Commercial Attaché, Rio, Counselor of Embassy, Panama, 45, Ambassador to Costa Rica, 47, Ambassador Venezuela, 47, National Advisory Committee, 5961, fluent in Spanish.
Well, now.
Then he gave Dick Rubottom, but there's no use for us spending time there, is he?
All right, now may I run down these?
Yeah.
And you tell me what you think. Charlie Meyer is excellent. He's got a good presence. I think he can get along well with the Latins. He knows the language. He knows the problems. He's probably a Republican. I'm not sure of this, but I would guess he is, because that Sears Roebuck outfit is a pretty right-wing thing. All of them are. Pete Collado is certainly a Republican. He's now with Standard Oil in New Jersey, also very able, was hired by them out of the State Department. And I'm not sure that either Meyer or Collado would take it. It would be a tremendous sacrifice, even though you wanted to appoint. Ed Miller is a lifelong Democrat. He's done a good job here. associated with Adley Stevenson's firm, but thinks like you do. Whether he would take it or not, I don't know. He's making lots of money. But his wife is in better health. She was very ill for a long time. Walter Donnelly is probably a Democrat, or at least he's not a Republican. I served under him when he was my ambassador in Venezuela. But he is up now in his 70s. He's been ill.
68 years old.
Well, all right, 68 years old, and he's been ill. If you could get him, he would be wonderful. No better choice, except for his age and his health. Whether he can stand the mile and a half altitude and do the job down there, I think it's very doubtful. You can ask him. I think a large part of this depends on your political judgment as to whether you want to appoint any of these Republicans, because I thought of another choice, but he's a Texan. The people that I know best that know the language are all from Texas. He's from my hometown. You may know him, Kobe Oliver, who's been teaching for a long time. Now, he's bilingual, smart as the devil, Democrat, I think. He's been away from Texas for 30 years. He's not from the University of Pennsylvania. He's a scholarly type, but knows the Latin well, and I think would make you a good one. But the trouble is, we've got so many disqualifications on some of these people, where they were born and that sort of thing. But the real hard decision for you is whether you want to appoint a Republican or whether you want to appoint a Texan. Go back to John Moore, whom I think would be pretty good. He's with Grace. David Rockefeller recommended him. He also went through all these other names, except Lewis Cabot and young Wriston. They're both young fellows. I know their fathers, but I don't know them. And presumably, they're, from what you said, they're both weak on Spanish. In many ways, from my hunch, domestic political hunch, which is never as good as yours, is that you might be better off with less criticism with that very influential and highly critical colony down there and so forth. If you were to send Tony Freeman over, you would avoid a lot of these problems. From Columbia, we could send Timberlake or some other Foreign Service officer to replace him there. I can try Donnelly, if you want to go with the Democrats. I can try Eddie Miller, whom I know very well. And he might take it. It's possible he would. Not probable, but it's possible.
Would he be as good as Freeman?
Well, the Mexicans, I think he would be awfully good. I think he would be awfully good. But Freeman doesn't have any disabilities. Ed Miller used to be a real hellraiser. Especially with girls and so forth. The Mexicans know this. He may still be. I can tell you some stories about it. And this is known in Mexico. But he's a hell of an able guy, a very loyal fellow, and one of my best friends, actually.
Dakota Covey Oliver sounds good to me. I know him.
Are you you have the same opinion of him
as
I do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, his only liability, as far as I know, assuming he hasn't gone Republican the last 10 years, I haven't talked to him.
Why don't we send Freeman to Mexico and Covey to Colombia?
Well, I think that would solve a lot of problems for you.
Give some thought to that and talk to Covey and see if he'd be interested in going to Colombia.
All right. I'll do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
How are you coming along with Panama?
Well, we were talking earlier this morning about correcting a lot of these misconceptions in the press. And the Secretary, I understand, plans to make a statement on Friday. We're drafting the speech that you asked for. And I thought we might hit Friday just on misconceptions. Our troops were not wandering around the street shooting people at random, but they stayed inside the zone and were the victims of aggression, not the aggressors. Misconceptions 1, 2, 3, 4.
Good. Okay, now you doing anything? What about Gavito's plan?
Gavito is working on another draft. This is going forward. He's going to be in touch with me today sometime. We don't have anything really new on that. went very well. I thought Barker handled himself extremely well, and the Latins are... nearly all of them expressed, when they voted for the Rio Treaty, said they were not passing opinion on who was guilty and who was innocent. They made that very clear, and I think that was very helpful.
Okay.
Okay.